Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today will be a little bit different as I pause and remember on this 11th day of September 2026, remembering the events of September 11th, 2001. A day that many said they would never forget. But a day that, well, many live as if they've forgotten. A lot of things that I remember about that day. It particularly struck me because it wasn't long before that day that I stood on top of the World Trade Center. In fact, I have a red, white, and blue jacket that drapes over the back of my office chair that I wore on top of that World Trade Center. It reminds me of being there. And it reminds me of the loss. But my greatest memory of 9/11/2001 took place after the destruction. It was our nation's leaders on the steps of the Capitol building singing, "God Bless America," working together, praying together, seeking God together. And I remember thinking, I bet this won't last. And it hasn't. But it's not just the political leaders that have quickly, I know it's been 25 years, but it wasn't long before they quit working together, praying together. But it's people in general. And so for today's broadcast, I want to talk, and we're talking and focus this week on being kind. Richard looked at the topic of compassion, but settled in on something that's more tangible to most of us. Kindness. They definitely are related. Compassion has to do with joining in someone's suffering. We do so because of kindness. And so today's topic in the weekly prayer guide is being clothed with kindness. It's what we wear. It's what people see. It's what they experience. But I want to start by reading a poem I wrote 8 years ago in remembrance that finishes with a call for compassion, for the kindness that we ought to have. I entitled the poem, "A Usual Day." Let's start this over. We woke up that morning in the usual way, with usual plans for our usual day. Our minds were quite filled with the usual things, as we were prepared for what a usual day brings. For some, change was instant, with life gone in a flash. Yet others were changed as toward the rubble they dashed. Some called their loved ones, as they would soon die. Others were gone with no chance for goodbye. Some ran away, but there was no place to hide. Some ran towards trouble to help those inside. Some rushed the men who intended such harm and found their life over on a Pennsylvania farm. And through all the horror on an unusual day, the nation did mourn and gathered to pray. We prayed for each other, we prayed for the lost. We prayed for the families who paid the great cost. Yet time has a way of changing our view when the heartache and loss are no longer new. The prayers that we prayed on those nights long ago are no longer intense for those we don't know. And slowly but surely, I think we've arrived to a usual day with our usual drive and our usual mindset that looks far ahead with no thought of preparing for when we are dead. So I ask for a moment on this usual day. Please stop and remember and take time to pray. Pray for the families of those who were lost. Pray for the helpers who still pay the cost. Pray for your own life and ask God today, if you were to meet Him, just what would He say? Pray for your neighbor wherever they may be and live with compassion so that Jesus they see. Compassion, kindness, live with it so that Jesus they see. The focus verse today was Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. It says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." We've begun football season in high school and college and professional levels here in the United States. Many people clothe themselves with their team gear. They want to be identified by the public at large. They want to support the team that they claim is theirs. And these fans are very noticeable. They go out of their way to be noticed. Not just team colors, but team symbols. Team gear of any and every kind. And God's desire isn't whether we wear a sports team's colors or emblem or mascot, but that we clothe ourselves with compassion, with kindness, with patience, with things that, well, God says that His Spirit produces within us. We wear them in a visible way so that people see them on this usual day. The life that we live becomes a testimony to that which we support, to that which we love, to that which we've dedicated our life to. And so rather than pulling a old letter jacket out of the closet to support your high school football team and then put it away and forget it till the next special event, choose daily to clothe yourself with kindness. That kindness and compassion that everybody needs. The kindness and compassion that we've experienced from Jesus. The kindness that was extended on that fateful day 25 years ago. A kindness that brought people together rather than the skepticism that pushes them apart. A kindness that gives the benefit of the doubt. A kindness that loves without keeping a record of wrongdoing. A kindness that works together, that listens. A kindness that's truthful and loving. It's this type of kindness that we discover in God's Word that we wear boldly. We wear proudly. We wear daily. And our usual day becomes different. Because people begin to see Jesus. We've talked and prayed throughout this week about the kindness of God towards us and how we reflect that kindness towards others. So that we have opportunity to share about Jesus. So that we come to repentance and we help others know their need for repentance. Not in preaching judgment and condemnation, but in living with kindness. And then preaching truth. You see, we have a choice every day in what we wear. And I know I get up every morning, I go to my closet, and I choose the clothing I'll put on. And what I look like throughout the day is, well, it's on me, quite literally and figuratively. No one else picks my clothes out for me each day. I do it myself. And as adults, most of us do that. Now, you may have a spouse that gives guidance or suggestions, or maybe even lays your clothes out for you, as depending on how you work household chores. And but we have that freedom. We also have that responsibility to clothe ourselves. If we choose not to and go out in public, we're going to be in trouble. Spiritually, we have both the opportunity and the responsibility to clothe ourselves daily. On these usual days, which have the ability to turn unusual at any given moment. Clothe yourself with kindness so that people see Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us those things that we need in order to be kind to one another, in order to clothe ourselves with kindness. And God, today on this anniversary of 9/11/2001, I do pray. I pray for the unity that was briefly sought, that disappeared quite quickly, really, and has continued to dissolve even further if somehow that was possible. I pray for a unity that is based on you, on our need for you, on our crying out to you as individuals, as church congregations, as communities, as a nation. But I also pray that as we go about the usual task of this day, that it's your kindness that has prepared us should it become an unusual day. And it's our kindness that helps others should it become an unusual day. And so God, as we pray for those families that are reminded, not that they've ever forgotten, but reminded in public ways of the loss that they experienced, may you comfort them. As we pray for those who continue to struggle, who survived and yet have never been the same. As we pray for those who continually prepare to respond to tragedies of all kinds. Those who prepare to respond to terrorist acts, to crime, to people in great need, those who live needing to be filled with a courage that can only come from you. A courage that is motivated by kindness and compassion, by desire to be those helpers. And so God, may today be a day of remembrance, a day of hope, a day of peace, a day of unity in Christ, a day of paying attention to what we're wearing, that we would be those who are called by your name, who have chosen to be clothed with kindness. And in all of that, may we lift up Jesus as the one that makes it possible, the one that can bring unity. That as we lift up him, that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.